Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Well, hello, and thank you for joining me today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today's show is called Conversations with Carol. And any of the old listeners, or we should call us elder listeners, that are out there are familiar that today's show is all about you and answering your questions. And those questions can be anywhere from your health to relationships. I'm not very good at what you're going to be when you grow up, so I'm still working on that one. So I can't seem to detach the way I need to, but we can answer. You can ask a lot of questions, and I can offer some insight. Interestingly enough, a lot of the readings that I've had in the last month and a half have all been around decisions and decisions that people have already made, but they just need to have that reassurance that the decision they've made is the right decision based on the information they have. So while my skill is in that medical intuitive kind of that health dynamics aspect of it, of how the body and kind of the emotional psychological aspect all contributes to illness as well, and then what we can do to heal, I'm finding that a lot of different things, business, career, and then of course I get the relationship aspect of it. But again, change. This is what this time is all about right now. It's all about change. Instead of getting so many different inquiries in my readings about relationships with other people, interestingly enough, I'm getting this wonderful shift of consciousness where people are coming in and they're saying, so Carol, what do I do to build relationship with myself? How can I feel better about who I am, be less disappointed or looking back at regret of the things that I haven't done in my life? And how can I walk into the path of my truth and live my authenticity and so forth? And this is all part of this shifting of consciousness that's taking place right now because 2010 is all about the year of resolve. And I've been talking about that off and on. So again, today is all about you. It's all about answering your questions. If you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is good in U.S., Canada, and then also for international callers. So if you've ever wanted to be able to ask a question of a medical intuitive, I hope you'll give me a ring. And any of you that are new to my show, I have these conversations with Carol once a month, usually at the end of the month, and I literally, there's no really specific topic. I just literally go in and we just get to chat, answer questions, laugh, and have a good time, but look at ourselves, look at our lives differently. Well, as I mentioned, that this is the year 2010 is the year of resolve. And the first thing that we do in resolve that was really part of the first half of the year and the energetics of it is that resolve, what that means is that we have to go back, look at the things in our life maybe we're not happy about, maybe are holding us down, maybe we're feeling like we're trapped or smothered or stuck or whatever word we may use. And the beginning of 2010 was all about going in and really taking a deep breath, spending time in the present moment and looking at the quality of your life, looking at your relationships, your lifestyle, your health of your body, and looking at the things that you have control over, meaning that you have control over everything, but that you really believe that you can change in a short period of time, meaning a year. I didn't mean a day, a year, that you can actually change, that can put you on your path to spiritual development as you see it and believe it and wish to achieve it. So that first part is we take the deep breath and we look at our life and say, what needs to change? On July 18th, we entered into a new energy called resolution, which is another phase of resolve. And that means that we've really stepped into the action plan. How are we going to make these changes? Are they going to be in baby steps? Change is a process. It isn't something that, you know, for the material world happens necessarily overnight. Now, energetically, it does. The minute we shift our thinking, we identify the issue that we wish to change, we set the intention to change it, the process, resolution, is already in process. So where we are right now is we're in that resolution, we're in that active part, and that's what the fall is going to be about. It's going to be about literally coming in and taking those steps, those baby steps, every day doing something that's getting you closer to what you wish to resolve. Resolve meaning complete in your life. Now, completion can be, if it's a major issue you've been working on most of your life, it's a baby step, completion of that step. But we never know in that completion whether we're at that last step, we're midway. So part of the thing of resolution is we have to be willing to take the steps. And then what we're going to do is in December, we're actually going to go in and start to experience a lot of the things we've been working on, the completion, that finalization, that decay, that decline, as it's referred to in a lot of the ancient texts, that deterioration. But meaning that it's deteriorated to the point that it no longer exists. And what we're going to do is we're going to enter 2011 with so much different, so much energy and such a different perspective of ourselves, our abilities, our strengths that we have inside, falling in love with who we are and the talents that we have that we want to, bring to the surface. And then also we're going to have a completely different perspective of our body. Now, all of these three phases of energy all really impact the physical well-being of the body. In resolve, what we have to do is we have to go into the time of introspection and reflection. What that does is it revitalizes the body. So instead of draining us the way that the demands of our outer world does, we actually get to sit down and to take the time that's needed, that discretionary time that's kind of a rare word right now in our lifestyles. And that's just not in the United States. That's everywhere. Just the demands and the pressure and all the economics, everything requires a lot of energy. And we've been using our reserves for a long time in our physical body. That's why I'm seen as a medical intuitive. The increase of chronic fatigue syndrome, fibromyalgia, many of the neurological issues, diabetes, a lot of the illnesses that we didn't really pay attention to even 20 years ago, in some cases 10 years ago, and now we're seeing an incline, a significant incline and increase. So this time of resolve is a time of renewal. It's a time of going in and regenerating, restoring, revitalizing. Resolution is the next phase where we have that pause. We recharge our batteries, per se, and then we have to go into movement. That is what the midsummer has been about. That's what the fall will be about, taking those steps, getting ready for the winter, and not necessarily being like Aesop's fable with the grasshopper and the ants and so forth. It's about going in and literally coming and doing what we need to do to prepare for this new exciting energy that's going to be welcoming and opening the doors for 2012. Sounds different than what we hear from a lot of people, but 2012 is literally the year of renewal. It's the year of being revitalized. Yes, things will have to go. That's what we're doing. So resolution takes a lot of energy. Once we get through that energy phase, that takes a lot of wear and tear in our body. Sometimes we push ourselves beyond our limits. Sometimes we feel like we're running on empty, or, you know, our fuel gauge is saying that there's no more, we're running on fumes. All of those are the metaphors for chronic fatigue syndrome. And so what we're doing, and also the metaphors behind autoimmune disorders, which chronic fatigue is believed to be one. So we have a lot of things where we're going to be using up a lot of energy. So that means that we need to take time on a daily basis, not very long if we don't have it, but to be able to, again, revitalize ourselves. Resolve is when we get to take that to-do list that we have in our own life and we get to go check, 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 and cross things off. And what that does is, again, it's a different way of renewal. It's a different way of revitalizing and rejuvenating. In resolve, we're really dealing with the physical world. In resolve, meaning done, complete, fini, what that means is now our spirit is as free to flow and fly as much as we desire. So again, an evolutionary process. So if you find yourself kind of in that lull between, okay, I'm going to get things done, and that part where you've set the plan in place, but you're not doing very much from your own judgment and perceptions, what that can do is it can drain the body. It can make us tired. It can affect our sleep cycles. It can affect us hormonally. And we don't know whether we should be running 110 miles an hour or scraping ourselves off the floor with a putty knife, which is one of my favorite sayings. So again, lots of energy shifts. Each time we shift perception and consciousness and focus, it literally causes us, the body, to use up energy as we go through the process, and then we need to restore ourselves. So the part of the reason of wanting to share that is not only the timing, but also is the impetus behind a lot of the readings that I've been doing. And one of the things, the gift of the readings, I enjoy so much of being able to share that intimate time with people, but it also helps give me an indicator of where we are consciously in that evolutionary process. So if your body feels like it's, you know, kind of amped up and ready to go, but not sure where to go, or you find you get into something, you get tired, there's things that you can do. It doesn't necessarily mean you have an illness going. It just may mean that you need to create some balance in your life, which resolution requires balance. So again, I always like to share those little tidbits of what's happening, because once we get drained of energy or we're not feeling good, we automatically, the mind goes in and goes, oh my gosh, my body has a problem. And that isn't always the case. The body doesn't necessarily have a problem. If you can remember that you exist on two levels, energy and matter, then the matter will need to be recharged. And how do you do that? You nourish the soul. You nourish that energy part of you. And what does that mean? Meditation, yoga, creative outlets, using your imagination, guided imagery, so many different things that you can do just to take that little bit of breather from life, to be able to allow that energy, that spirit, that soul, that chi of who we are, to help our body through this wonderful time of change that we are right now. If you resist change, then I would encourage you to take a deep breath, go in and look at what change means to you and what can you do to make change in little tiny baby steps. So that's the energy right now. It's going to get even more quickened. There's going to be a lot more opportunity for you to make those changes at a faster pace. It is really a glorious time if you can just stop saying to yourself, boy, am I tired. Again, a metaphor for chronic fatigue. All right, so let's go in. I told you this is a conversation with Carol's Day. Hi, let's start with Sue from Wisconsin. Hi, Sue, how are you?
Hi, Carol, I'm fine, thank you.
My pleasure. How can I help you, hon?
Well, speaking of being tired, I've had several health issues over the last few years, and today I had what I think might be my last appointment regarding an iron deficiency problem that I've been experiencing.
Okay.
And I'm wondering if you see that issue now in the past, and if you can see if there are any other health issues brewing that I'm maybe not aware of yet, or if I'm in a safe zone for a while.
Okay. Well, let's go there, but I have to ask the question first of all. Are you actually working with a doctor, or are you working with an alternative therapist?
I am seeing a naturopath.
Perfect.
She's an acupuncturist, and she's also a doctor of Chinese medicine.
Okay, very, very good. Okay, so one of the things I can tell you with the iron deficiency is that, and again, she's very good. I can feel her energy, so it's not trying to override her. But one of the things I can pick up with the iron deficiency is that this has been a long-time problem. It isn't really tied to the hormone part, but it's tied to the cycling part of who you are. And one of the things that you can do is you can pay attention to that cycling the part that your body goes through, that female body goes through, and then even on a calendar, look for your days where you don't have the energy. Because part of the thing I'm picking up, Sue, is that it's a psychological problem or a pattern that has basically been created over the last, feels like, 20 years. So from that particular standpoint, you're going to find another way to say it is you're going to have days where you have a lot of energy, a lot of days that you don't. But that's tied a lot to that hormonal cycling that a female goes through. That's the first thing. The second thing is that in the acupuncture aspect of what you're working on, I'm going to give you your healthy mapping. Are you familiar with chakras?
Yes. Okay. Slightly.
Okay.
I'm not a pro.
That's okay. You don't need to when it comes to chakras. Just a basic 101 is really very helpful. The fourth chakra is the heart chakra. That is the breath of life. That's the vitality of who we are. That literally, those lungs and inhaling, exhaling, and so forth, really creates that vitality and the life force within the physical body. That is your healthy and unhealthy area. It feels to me it's your weak side. When you get stressed, you stop breathing. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
Okay. So, and one of the things over the course of time is that when you have a stressful life, which we all have, but I can kind of feel that you've had these real highs and lows, kind of like I feel this calendar with your cycling and everything. You've had real highs and you've had real lows. And those highs and lows drain a lot from the physical body, and it causes the liver to maybe not function optimally. Sometimes it's working really hard, and other times it's kind of twiddling its thumbs. Again, metaphors. So highs and lows. Those highs and lows are what are responsible for that energetic kind of deficiency that I'm picking up in your body. When you're in a low cycle, then do things that don't require a lot of energy. That way you won't use up your resources. So energetically, you have those highs and lows. So as the acupuncturist is working with you, the area for the needles for you to be used and the area to restore the balance through Chinese herbs is in the heart, lung, chest area. And then what you want to do, the mapping goes from 4-6, the sixth chakra, which is your intuition. Don't talk yourself out of it, sweetie. When your intuition knows that you're on the right track, then follow it. When your intuition tells you you need to reevaluate, reevaluate. When you talk yourself out of your intuition, then you drain yourself of energy. So very intuitive being. So 4-6, 2 goes down to the lower kind of the small intestine area. Has she worked with you at all with Candida, hon?
No.
Okay. Right now, it's not as present and as prevalent as it can. Again, cycles in that also. Those cycles you can find kind of around your cravings. There's times that you feel like you just need some more energy. You crave anything that's going to give it to you. And then there's other times that you can stay on an even keel.
I've noticed that because she's changed my diet. And in the beginning, I was surprised that, you know, I worked with it really well, and I had a lot, you know, my cravings weren't as bad. And now I'm kind of, like last night, I had to hit the chocolate.
Yep. Well, and actually, the thing is, so let's talk about chocolate. I cannot say anything bad about chocolate. I need to tell you that first of all. I cannot emotionally detach from it. But there's certain things is, if you're going to do chocolate, do the darkest chocolate that you can stand. There's actually chocolate that's about 93% cocoa, a little bit on the bitter side. But what that chocolate does at that level is it's full of antioxidants, and it actually helps restore the vitality of the body. Milk chocolate with a sugar and so many of the other things doesn't necessarily give the body what it needs from that health standpoint, but it does give it that boost. So when you have that, notice the cycles there. And what you're noticing in when I pick up the candida part of it, when you have candida active in your body, your cravings are going to be more. It'll be more difficult for you to be able to have the energy, and then you go into those crash and burns. Again, you see the cycles I keep mentioning with you, sweetie. So,
but you don't see that active right now.
There's a slight bit right now. So what you did last night, you didn't do any harm. I just would go and buy some real good quality chocolate if you need it. Mm-hmm. I would be more inclined to ask you to eat it at 1 o'clock in the afternoon instead of late in the evening, because
yeah,
that'll take care of the time.
Too.
Yeah, well, it'll just give you the energy during the day when you need it instead of amping your energy up before you enter into your sleep cycles. So we get the kind of the hormones, we get that, you know, kind of the mapping of the energy, we get the candida. All of those things can lead to what appears to be iron deficiency. And so the next thing I'm going to say to you, I do know that you have a slight amount of iron deficiency. There is a very low grade of anemia that I'm picking up in you. But I'm going to tell you, go back a year, you are light years from where you were a year ago, sweetie.
Yeah.
So from this standpoint, let's maybe look at the iron deficiency maybe from a little bit different perspective.
Uh-huh.
And let's look at it as energy highs and lows. What can you do in those highs and lows to be able to help your body in those low times psychologically, physically, energetically? And then you'll find that you'll have much, your energy will be more stable.
Okay. And you said that as far as needle placement, she should be looking at what, heart, lungs, and what was the other?
Heart, lungs, and small intestine.
Oh, okay.
So that's where she wants to go. Again, my sense is she's doing some work there. But the areas that she'll even want to work with you with Chinese herbs are the heart, lung, and small intestine. Those are the areas that she'll want to work with as far as the energetics of it. That sixth chakra is the endocrine, the pituitary gland, which is the master gland of the endocrine system, when you hormonally get off balance, then it isn't uncommon for all of the glands to get off balance or the body to be able to struggle with finding its own balance. So that's one, that's a whole bunch of directions. Now, you asked me some other questions. Yes, you do have the presence of iron deficiency. Slight from what it was a year ago. It isn't to a place where using any kind of iron supplement would really be of value to you. I usually don't go out on a limb that way, but I am going to say that to you. There are things that you can do that can restore the well-being of your liver and the supplements that she's offering you. Does she have you on milk thistle?
No.
Would you ask her about that and see if she would be open to including that in small dosages for a period of time to be able to help the liver itself detox with the way that you're doing so many different things that may help the liver and its functioning, and then that may also help this slight a bit of iron deficiency.
Okay, so you don't feel as though I can see seeing her and just handle this on my own at this point?
I would go back and I would do one more visit, put your ducks in a row, make your list, ask about milk thistle and so forth. And then my sense is that you could go for a period of time and then you may need to go back. Now, let me tell you why I say that, sweetie, is because when I said don't talk yourself out of your intuition, trust your body that it can restore itself. It's come so far from where you were 3 years ago. And where you were with those highs and lows, those mood swings, so many things that you were experiencing, trust your body with the little bit of help that you've been going through is going to be able to restore itself. Then you will be able to do this on your own. When you get to that place where you don't feel like you can, just go and do a booster.
Okay, with her mainly.
Yes, she's very, very skilled at what she does. She seems to blend her knowledge that she's acquired through her training and so forth, and she also has a wonderful sense of intuition about her as well.
Okay. You know, I've also been getting periodically craniosacral therapy. Is that something that you think is would continue to help me, or do you think I should let that go?
That particular craniosacral, at the time that you need it for the digestive aspect and the vagus nerve, which is number 10, that animates both the heart, lungs area, and the digestive system in the liver, at the point in time you've been doing it, it's done a great job. So all of a sudden, boop, whole bunch of pictures came in front of me. That's the way this works. So let me go in real quick. Yeah, you see, what you do is you talk to me, and then I go in and touch your body energetically, and your body says, go here. Your mind says, go there. But all of a sudden, your soul came in and gave me a whole bunch of pictures. So I'm going to take a deep breath. Yes, I would stay with the craniosacral only because of the relationship that you have with her. It isn't so much that it's making a major difference. It feels like it's maintaining. But this person that you're working with, there's a connection there with her, isn't there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, and it's beyond kind of that practitioner, you know, wanting to get help type thing. And there's something, it almost feels like there's a part of the relationship that's unfolding that has some possibilities, some opportunities for you to look at yourself differently, to look at intuition differently. It doesn't mean that I'm picking up you're going to become a craniosacral therapist in any way, but there's something that's just like a door is opening with her, and I would stay with her and go through that door. You'll know it. And then go through that door and see where it takes you. It's almost like it's taking you to the next step of what you want to do as a healer, and how you're going to be able to be of service to other people and even enhance what you do. There's just I can just feel that door cracking open. So I would stay with that for a little bit longer. You'll know when.
I went to her originally for neck issues.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the whole thing started. And I've kind of been just, I've cut back on my visits, but she has been a help to me as far as my neck and shoulder issues were concerned. I still have an issue to a certain degree, and that's why I'm still going back to her. But that's why I was kind of wondering. But yeah, you're right. you know.
She'll be really helpful for you in setting some real healthy boundaries, just through dialogue, just through her own things and what she does. She doesn't talk about herself a lot, it feels like, but she actually does share some different things that she, you know, just has kind of worked and so forth. As far as the neck, it's an injury. It'll probably be an ongoing issue, happened very early in life, and it then has been exasperated over the course of your lifetime. So that's something, again, that fourth chakra, the shoulder area, think of that as your strength base. That's where your heart is. That's where your compassion towards self is. But it's also where we shoulder the burdens of other people's needs and wants and emotional needs, which is part of what can drain you if you, you know, don't take the time for that self-care. Sorry, didn't mean to sound like I was nagging, but that's part of your healing and part of the iron deficiency cycle that I'm picking up in you.
Yeah. And you brought up a good point then, that I need to know that the neck issues are not going to disappear. It's just something that, you know, they're minimized, and it's just one of those things that will kind of be an ongoing chronic condition for me. Is that correct?
Absolutely, it is. And I mean, nobody likes to hear that, but the gift of that, I hope, is that it's something to be mindful of. How do you sit? How do you hold your head? If you wear glasses, do you rock your head back? You know, does your head tip forward? So those are all things that you can become mindful of when you start carrying the emotional burdens of other people. You're afraid to disappoint them, or you can see that they're really hurting, or they're sad, or whatever it is. It's just your nature, honey, to try to help people. And what that does is you shoulder the burdens. Those are metaphors for you to look at, that when your shoulders start to hurt, take a deep breath and go in and say, am I carrying somebody else's burdens? And, you know, don't always go to the body and say, oh, okay, this is a chronic issue. But the thing is that if you do all these other things, your neck's going to hurt you. So it's an old injury, and it's just part of the process to keep us mindful. And I say this with great love to you and me, keep us both in our body, Sue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, but this, it's interesting, thing with the craniosacral therapist has a lot to do with fifth chakra. It has a lot to do with setting healthy boundaries and speaking truth and doing the different things. Just metaphor, sweetie. I had to go almost the metaphors with you instead of just going always to the physical body. So if you can step beyond the physical body, and, you know, you're doing a great job with that part of it in what you're doing, then let's look at these highs and lows in your life, these cycles, and what do you want to take on? What do you want to tackle? What do you want to change? And just take one thing. And my sense is when you do that, the body is going to have more energy. You've done this for the last year. It's just keeping on doing what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, great.
Thank you. Yeah.
You've given me a lot of information. I really appreciate it.
Well, you are welcome. And again, you know, I get people say, Carol, will you talk so fast? Oh, my gosh. This is why I record my readings. So I can tell you, this show will be available probably Friday or first part of next week as far as an archive. So you can go back, Sue, and listen to it.
Oh,
and then
definitely.
Take notes and stuff. Just go to my website, www.ritberger, RitBerger.com. Go to Radio Archives, radio on my site archives, and then you can listen to this, sweetie, because I did. Your soul said, Carol, you can't just go in this way. You have to do all the rest of it, too.
Yeah, I'm pretty complicated.
Maybe that's why we can relate. That may be why you can relate to that, your cranial sacral therapist, because my sense is she is too, sweetie.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Go ahead. Okay, well, thank you so much, Sue. Okay, Rebecca, let's go ahead and we'll jump into a quick commercial break. Thank you for joining me. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and I'm going to come right back and start answering more questions.
Like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Did you know that you can rate this show on iTunes? The show you're listening to right now. It's true. You can leave your thoughts about the show, the topic, the guest. You can even leave a suggestion. Then, before you leave, rate the show. The hosts love hearing from you, so next time you download this show from iTunes, leave your thoughts and rate the show for the host and for others.
Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
If you have a question for Carol, call her now. Toll free at 1-877-230-3062.
Well, welcome back, and thank you for joining me today. If you are just joining me, today is a Conversations with Carol, and I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and I'm going to be taking this entire show and answering your questions. We can talk about health. We can talk about relationships. We can just, you know, the soul just kind of comes in and says, Carol, touch here, touch here, touch here. So if you have a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. I'd also like to invite you to my free teleclass tomorrow night, Thursday, August 26th. It's at 5 o'clock p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The topic of this month is chronic fatigue syndrome. Very interesting. I've had a lot of emails from a lot of listeners and a lot of people that I've done readings on, and people that just hear about me and saying, you know, I've suffered from chronic fatigue for a few months, all the way to one lady that's had it for 20 years. And what can I do? Interesting syndrome. Syndrome meaning that it involves a lot of different associated symptoms with it, sometimes difficult to be able to diagnose, but also very difficult to find out what the causes are. So tomorrow night on the 60-minute teleclass, again free, I'm going to be talking about all of the research that I've done on chronic fatigue syndrome, taking all the suggestions from my listeners and from the people who are familiar with my work that have helped me in putting together the research. For 60 minutes, I'm going to be talking about how to look at chronic fatigue from a holistic perspective, psychological perspective, also energy, also chakra mapping. What role does your personality play in your susceptibility to chronic fatigue? And then also both alternative and conventional therapies that really are used to be able to help with chronic fatigue. An interesting aspect of it in looking at the treatment part of it is the prognosis for chronic fatigue is actually much better if you use the alternative choices that I've listed in my PDF. I always have an audio and a PDF, printable PDF, following the class available for purchase. But I've found that the prognosis with chronic fatigue is much better if you approach it from an alternative standpoint than always approaching it from that kind of that psychological part that you have to do it through medication. One of the things that's most prescribed for chronic fatigue is antidepressants. And while there is a connection, meaning depressed energy in my world, that means depression, it isn't always one size fits all with antidepressants. So again, I hope you'll join me tomorrow night. It is free. So tell a friend, or maybe you have a family member or a business associate, coworker that is suffering from chronic fatigue. I'd love to have you join me. And then also, next week I will have the audio download of the teleclass, and then also a printable PDF. Let's see, I think it's right now, I just finished it, it's 29 pages, so it's like a small book on chronic fatigue. Anyway, you can register by going to my website, www.reitberger, R-I-T-B-E-R-G-E-R.com. And then once you register tomorrow, you'll get a reminder of it. And then I hope you'll join me. And then what I also do is at the following the teleclass itself, I always add 20 or 30 minutes, and I do exactly what I'm doing right now on my show, is that I answer questions. So again, I hope you'll join me tomorrow night, Thursday, August 26th, 5 o'clock PM Pacific Daylight Time. All right. Let's go ahead and we'll jump to Jane. Hi, Jane. And I'll come back to tea. Hi, sweetie. How can I help you, hon?
Oh, I wanted to touch base with you. I've been following you for a while and wanted to talk with you I'm taking spiritual classes now, and just wondering if you feel like I'm on track or if there's anything I'm overlooking physically. Just kind of want a checkup by you.
Oh, well, thank you. That's my favorite kind of question, because then I get to go in and really look at it. So let's see, spiritual classes. Yes. So you heard a hesitancy. So let me tell you what it was. Is the spiritual classes you're taking are exactly in alignment with where you need to go. But are you thinking about a different kind of a expanding or a different direction? You feel like you're at a fork in the road, sweetie, around the classes that you're taking, that it's got to kind of amp up a little bit and go to a little bit different level. Is that accurate?
Yes, I think it is, and I think that's part of the purpose that I called you for.
Okay. So what I do is when I go in and I touch you, you're at that proverbial fork in the road, and it, I can tell you, first of all, it doesn't make any difference if you go the straight path or the curvy path. You're going to go to the same place. And one of the things that I pick up is that you're a soul coach. You're a spiritual coach. And your classes feel like they've been trying to get you in that direction. And so either way, you're going to be that spiritual coach. Now, it's interesting because I didn't necessarily use the word healer with you the way I would sometimes with other people, because I find that you're more of a cheerleader. You're more of a coach. You seem to be able to step back and look at situations from a real holistic standpoint instead of being so focused on one particular direction and one particular interest to be able to assist people. I could call you a life coach, a spiritual coach, a soul coach. That word really fits you vibrationally. So what it feels like now is that it feels like you need a little bit more of maybe some fundamentals. So question, are you actually looking at doing, have you done any kind of classes on psycho-spirituality or psychology at all, hon?
Yes, I have in the past.
Okay.
Long time ago, a lot of hypnosis therapy and training in hypnosis and different modalities of healing that delved into some psychological aspects.
Perfect, perfect. So where are you in your hypnotherapy? Are you certified or are you a master?
I was a certified hypnotherapist, but I've let my let the certification go. Do I need to renew that?
You know what I pick up? Because where I pick you up, sweetie, and the reason I called you a coach versus a healer, which they're both the same, but there's a different focus, is that I pick up in that coaching aspect of it, you're working at that mind, body, soul level. I keep getting this transpersonal energy around you. And one of the things that you might want to do is that you might want to just go in and take a refresher course, maybe in transpersonal hypnotherapy or something. You might want to just explore that. You might also want to go in and go to Edgar Cayce Institute, ARE, look at a little bit of some of the books that are there on transpersonal hypnotherapy. And it's not that this is a new direction. It's just a refinement. It feels like you need to amp it up and take it back up to that next level of the hypnotherapy. But, you know, it's not so much, excuse me, I sound like riddles. It isn't so much hypnotherapy as it is really going back and refreshing that mind, body, soul connection. And then looking at that connection and looking at where do we most often find the breakdown. It's between the mind and body. What can you do from what you've learned to create a process, a protocol? I've got a book inside of you that is just bursting at the seams to get out. It
wow.
feels like it's kind of a workbook type thing. It's not, you know, a book that's going to be 75,000 words. That's just going to be a quick read. It feels like you've got the ability to train people. You've got a natural teacher that's deep inside of you. And I can feel all of this bubbling to the surface. And it feels like just taking that to a different level and looking at it from that holism. And each one of your spiritual classes have been touching different aspects of it. Just step back, look at it holistically, look at what you have in resources, look how you can refine those resources, and look for new resources that you can that can give you what you're looking for you to get that one little element, and that element is confidence. And it isn't that you're not confident. See, here's the way this goes. I mean, people are in there going, wow, listen to Carol. She's just about riddles. But it isn't about the lack of confidence. It's just how you feel to me is that you need to have your ducks in a row before you, and the integrity of who you are and the compassion you have for other people. You just have to know your stuff. You have to be confident and sure in your stuff. And then you'll be able to step into your power just absolutely exquisitely.
Oh, how wonderful.
I don't really see you doing hypnotherapy sessions, but I see you going back to the fundamentals and taking it to the next level. Have you done anything with NLP or anything where you've looked at the power of words?
Well, yes, because I did One Brain, and they touched on that in One Brain, and they touched on it also in the hypnosis training.
Yep. Let's go back and revisit that. And then open up to spirit and soul and ask where you need to go next. I keep getting this connection. It's not because I know you're from North Carolina. I can see it on my screen. But I have this wonderful connection between you and Edgar Cayce.
Oh, I've been up to his center up there. It's beautiful up at Virginia Beach. And I still get mailings from him go up there frequently because my son's a sailor in Norfolk. So that puts me in the proximity frequently.
Yeah. It's just like going home to you. I don't know why that feels that way, but there's something.
It does. It does feel like going home.
And then when you go there, just kind of go into the library, go into the different books, go in and just see where this movement is, because you feel like you're this next evolution of this healer, coach, facilitator is what you feel like. We're going through a very interesting healing shift. And it's really at a psychological level instead of that physical level and so forth. And you're just right there, sweetie. So that's how it feels to me.
Wow. Thank you. Physically, I look all right in everything because these courses ignite things in me, and they bring feelings. And like you said, I'm wondering, uh-oh, is there something wrong with the body, you know?
Nope. The only thing is that you get kind of like that little Ever Ready Bunny and just keep on going and going. Your sleep cycles are a little bit off. You don't feel like you're waking up quite as rested. I could say that it's hormones, but more than anything else, it just feels like it's just kind of an excitement of life that I'm picking up inside of you. So give yourself the rest. Of course, that's the physical part, but you know, there's just something bigger for you, sweetie. It's just around the corner. It really does feel that way to me.
Oh, Carol, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Sweetie, my pleasure.
I'm so glad you took my call. Thank you. I love you, my dear.
Oh, well, I love you, too. And you have a wonderful day. What a great way to end a call. Okay, let's go in and let's see if we've got Terry on the line. Hi, Terry.
Hello, Terry. Hello, this is Terry.
Hi, sweetie. This is Carol. How can I help you, honey?
I have upper back issues, and I feel like what you were talking at the beginning of the show was resolving. I feel like, because it was my lower back, and now it feels like the pain is moving upwards.
Yes. Okay. Okay, so we're going to do a little bit of back anatomy 101.
Okay.
When the shoulders get tight, the lower back becomes tight. When the lower back becomes tight, the shoulders become tight.
Okay.
So in between, in that area of the vertebrae, the spine itself, in the thoracic vertebrae, specifically thoracic vertebrae 6 and 7, that's kind of the area that I call the hitch in the get-along, meaning that when our lower back isn't feeling right, or we're out of sorts or out of balance, or our upper part isn't, that's the area that you seem to, your muscles clamp down in that mid-back area. When those muscles clamp down, sweetie, in the vertebrae area, what it does is it's like the upper part of your spine tries to go one direction and your lower part of your spine tries to go another direction to be able to create balance.
Okay.
So, I'm going in. I'm actually. So the first thing is that you can go in. You could look at doing some homeopathic remedies. You could do something like Sombra or Sombrera. Some people call it S-O-M-B-R-E. It is a wonderful homeopathic natural heat, cold type lotion that you put on you. Trameel, T-R-A-U-M-E-E-L would be okay. Another thing. Arnaflora. If you could look in that thoracic area, that's your personal power chakra, sweetie. Okay. And when you get where people are kind of, excuse me for saying it this way, but jerking you around.
Yes.
That part of your spine's going to lock up, honey. And when it locks up, then you're going to have the upper and the lower. So what you can do is you can do myofascial release. You could do some craniosacral work. You could work with an acupuncturist. Acupressure would be able to work with, help you. You could work with a chiropractor that does non-force chiropractic. You do actually have a couple of vertebrae that has some injury that's been associated from, again, in the past and everything. We don't necessarily want anybody that's going to go in and start cracking you. What they're doing is they're really popping the air out of the kind of the space in the vertebrae itself, but it's too much of a trauma. There's something in that third chakra, personal power. The other thing that you might want to do is you might want to go in and look at maybe working with a hypnotherapist or working with a psychotherapist to be able to do some behavioral modification, to do some emotional release work. Oh my gosh. Question. Are you open to past life regression hypnotherapy?
Can you repeat that question again, please?
Yes. Are you open to past life?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Sweetie,
yes,
I would find a hypnotherapist that does past life regression because
okay.
I just as I touch that thoracic part and I touch that psychological part, the metaphor that I pick up in the lifetime is that you've been always hit from the backside.
Yes.
And in
yes.
that, the metaphor that I pick up in past lives is that you've been a male body versus female body. That means that your skeleton, your skeletal structure, your spine was more strong in the male body than it is in the female. There's a natural, you know, we're smaller in stature in most cases, bone structure, muscle.
Right.
But for some reason is it feels to the metaphor that keeps coming up from past lives is you keep getting stabbed in the back.
Yeah, that's right. It's an ongoing situation, which the last 2 years especially, I been releasing a lot.
It was
even more locked up before my back, everything. And it's time. I'm really ready to completely let it all go.
Well, you know, and that's why, you know, because if you're a follower of my show, you know that I don't usually talk about the past life. I'm not anti any of it. It's just that it doesn't always come through when I'm talking to a caller. But in your particular case, you have, first of all, let me acknowledge you have done so much emotional release work around the betrayal. This is all about betrayal that you've had in your life and everything. You've done so much release work. And it's like there's this last little element that just keeps locking it down. And that's why for some reason my sense is that someone doing some past life regression, it's just like finding that last little lockdown, turning the key, opening it up, because the other things that you're doing that I even suggested physically, it feels like you've done to some degree. It just feels like that's your last little missing component, sweetie, that you're looking for. And if you can find someone that you can trust and feel safe with, then you can walk into that area. You can visit that part of your life by creating a safe space. Look at the life itself. Look at what value you did, how you helped so many other people. And my sense is you'll shift the entire perception. And I can just, I just got goosebumps. That's my indicator. And it'll just unlock that hold that's on you, sweetie. And then you'll be comfortable in your skin, comfortable in your personal power, comfortable in taking the steps forward that you want so much to do. It'll unlock that fear that I'm picking up, sweetie. And then you'll stop, you know, looking at the betrayal. You'll shift your perception of the betrayal aspect. You'll use your intuition and my senses, be much more cautious who you let in, sweetie. And that's not a bad thing.
Okay. So do you see it happening soon? Like just if I go, which I would go tomorrow or even today, for past life regression, honestly. Yeah. I want it gone. I want this pain gone.
Yes.
I'm so ready.
Yes, you are so ready. So what we want to do, because we have the physical pain, we have the psychological pain, work with them both simultaneously. So, you know, I'm never one to give time frames because I know the magic of the body and the soul and everything. But one of the things I will tell you, my love, is that part of your personal work on this earth is to learn patience. Now, I don't know if that means tomorrow you're going to be better or a week you're going to be better. But part of the work you're doing, Terry, that you're experiencing yourself, sweetie, is part of the work that you came here as a soul in this incarnation to be able to help other people, how to unlock those situations and not put themselves in situations where they get betrayed, and especially about people that we would naturally feel safe with. You know, we have to remember people are people. They all have their own things, and we need to not acquiesce ourselves to the point where we feel that we are being betrayed. So that's part of your work, honey. That's part of your gift on this earth, and and what you learn you can share with others.
Okay. Well, I appreciate you very much. It really helps me a lot. Is there anything else in my body that I need to take a look at? Or
Your body said to me, tell her to start icing. Keep icing.
Okay.
Are you using ice packs?
No, I actually use heat. I don't use ice as much.
Okay, so heat basically removes the inflammation aspect of it, brings it to the surface and everything. But ice comes in and it literally tells the brain to release an endorphin that's about the equivalent of 1,200 milligrams of ibuprofen. That will help you, sweetie, in the icing. And that will help with the nerve inflammation that you have in that area as well.
Okay, and just one last thing with this.
Yeah.
I am going to a chiropractor. That's not a good idea. I heard you say that it's a little bit too trauma forced.
Well, in that particular case, you want to work with a chiropractor that's going to use stretching. And you're going to want to work with a chiropractor that uses an activator.
An activator, okay.
An activator is the thing that goes in and it just kind of like gives a little quick sonic type thump into the muscle itself, whoo, releases the tendon, the toxin, and so forth with it. And so that would be good for you to be able to do. But I really think if that chiropractor would work in that center thoracic back, then you would feel much better because I can feel it feels like a him, correct?
Yes, it's a him.
Okay.
Yes.
He does a lot of the he does a lot of the shoulder.
Yes.
And then he does a lot of the sacroiliac joint, but he's not not releasing it in the thoracic. Ask him about that.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Well, my goodness gracious. So conversations with Carol, we got through two callers. Mary and Jillian, please call me back, sweeties. I'll be on the line next week again. I hope that all of you will join me again. You know, it's difficult sometimes to not just get these downloads of information and talk quickly. So what do we do about that? Then what you do is go in, please, and visit my website, www.richtberger.com. And then what you can do is go to the tab at the top, radio, look for radio archives, and then you can go back and you can listen to the show. You can download it to your iPod, download it to your computer, and you can listen to it over and over and over again. And you know, the magic of all of this that I have found over the many years I've been doing readings, that maybe it isn't about us getting the call, but it's fascinating how when we listen to someone else, we get our own answers. So again, you can go to the archives. I hope you'll join me for my free teleclass on Thursday. That's tomorrow night, August 26th, 5 o'clock Pacific Daylight Time. Again, you can register on my website, www.richtberger.com. Keep on working. Keep on in this resolution stage, one baby step at a time. Give yourself the self-care that you need and give yourself lots of love. All of us are doing a wonderful job on our journey. Light and love to all of you. I'll see you next week on the radio.
You've been listening to The Carol Reiberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.